And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales, as well as installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. And we got some news for you. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at making federal grants more accessible to smaller communities and organizations. The Streamlining Federal Grants Act addresses challenges faced by rural areas and under-resourced entities that struggle with complex grant application requirements. The bill mandates that federal agencies collaborate with the Office of Management and Budget to standardize and simplify grant procedures. Key provisions include clear funding opportunity descriptions, upgraded grant management software, and uniform data standards for reporting. Agencies would designate senior officials to oversee these improvements. Peters argues the current system disadvantages communities lacking dedicated grant writing staff, preventing them from accessing crucial federal funding. The legislation seeks to reduce administrative burdens and ensure equitable distribution of resources. Support for the measure comes from diverse Michigan stakeholders, including nonprofit organizations, municipal leagues, fire departments, universities, and community colleges. Supporters emphasize that simplified processes would allow organizations to dedicate more effort to serving constituents rather than navigating bureaucratic requirements. The bill represents a bipartisan effort to modernize grant administration and expand access to federal funding opportunities across communities of all sizes. And authorities are looking into the death of a 49-year-old man who sustained critical head injuries during an incident earlier this week. Emergency crews were called to a home in the 1900 block of Morrison Street around 3:20 a.m. Tuesday, where they found Armando Garcia Jr. in need of medical attention. He was transported to a nearby hospital but later died due to his injuries. Police have not yet disclosed how Garcia was hurt. The Michigan State Police Mobile Crime Lab assisted Saginaw detectives in examining the residence and collecting evidence. Investigators say they have identified a person of interest, though no arrests have been made. Detective Sergeant Oscar Lopez said the major case unit continues to pursue leads as the investigation remains active. Anyone with information is urged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1245 or reach out to Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. And the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has issued a renewed hazardous waste management facility operating license to Wayne Disposal Incorporated, WDI, following a comprehensive regulatory review and public comment process. The license authorizes WDI to store hazardous waste in containers, expand the disposal capacity of the landfill, and continue disposing of hazardous waste. Certain radiological materials and polychlorinated biphenyls, PCB, at 49350 North Interstate 94 Service Drive, Belleville, Michigan, subject to updated and strengthened conditions designed to protect the surrounding community and the environment. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass, located next to Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. We want to thank you, Huron County, for voting us the number one glass shop for 6 years running. We truly appreciate your support. If you need automotive glass replacement or residential glass repair, do what thousands of your neighbors and friends do. Call us at Thumb Glass and Bad Axe first at 989-269-8131. We can take care of your glass and help you deal with your insurance company. Whether you need auto or home glass repair, we're your number one stop shop, Thumb Glass, besides Huron Auto Parts, just south of the light in Bad Axe.
And we are back. This news update was brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales, and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. And if you want more news, weather, and obituaries, you can always go to thumbnet.net. Right now at the station, it's currently 15 degrees outside. Feeling like a chilly 1 degree, with winds coming out of the north at 13 miles per hour.